The following is a very important message.
You ever brush your teeth with the lies of your enemies?
Please, have a seat. So, do you think this is a funny comedy podcast?
Comedy podcast? Well now, let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
It means a lot of dick and fart jokes.
I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made-up word. A shitty comedian's word. Young fellas like yourself can sit around wearing floor vacs and lamps for heads and have a job. What do you really want to know? Am I laughing at what you do?
Well, are you?
Not a day goes by that I don't laugh at you. Not because you're funny or because you think I should. I look back on the way I was then, a young stupid kid who'd laugh at any fart joke that came my way. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense into him. Tell him the way things are, but I can't. That kid's long gone. This old man's all that's left. I gotta live with that. Comedy podcast? It's just a bullshit word. So you go on and stand before him, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a shit.
Wow. You know, that is probably the shittiest Morgan Freeman impression I have ever heard.
Well, why don't you just stick it up your...
See the entire Earth turned into a huge time bomb.
We are fighting for our lives. My family must survive.
Yeah, I'm not the enemy. I don't know who the enemy is.
State your name.
Sergeant Mahoney.
Welcome back to the Happy Horror Coffee Break Old Time Horror Radio Show. Oh, if I had a nickel for every episode I've made, I would probably have a couple of bucks.
Yo, punk ass, I'm gonna need your fire extinguisher, hazmat suit, and some KI pills.
Ares! Why?
Goddammit, do I need to account for every little nuclear meltdown in this place?
Hey, Ares, come here. Talk to me real quick. By any chance, did you open that door to the room labeled... Do not open this door under any circumstances, as it will release a radioactive chemical into the atmosphere capable of reviving the dead, thereby initiating a zombie apocalypse.
Cool. You memorized the poster on the door to my poker room.
Ares, you don't have hands! How can you play poker?
Your mom would disagree.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to make a few calls to the Pentagon, so let's enjoy the first story of the night.
Guys, keep it down. God, shut up. What is go... There's nobody here. It's pitch black.
I know you're messing with me.
Maybe they're gone. Let me just turn on the light.
It wasn't very funny.
We were just trying to be like old Mr. McCreepy.
Who's Mr. McCreepy?
You must have heard of Mr. McCreepy.
Everyone's heard of Mr. McCreepy. He's the guy who owned the mannequin farm near Colby Village.
Yeah, she killed a whole load of people there, like 50 years ago. He was this really creepy guy who made mannequins for shops and probably other things. And he lured all these guys to his house by pretending to be a woman online. Then he bludgeoned them to death with an axe.
And he made mannequins out of their skin.
There was an axe murderer who lived 10 miles from here?
Yeah.
And his name was Mr. McCreepy?
No, you tool. His name was Martin McGreevy. That's just his nickname.
What was his kill count?
Dunno. Loads, probably.
You could Google it.
Haven't you Googled it?
No, we just heard it around school.
Oh, sure. You guys heard it around school, so it must be true.
It really did happen. Everybody knows about it. It's coming up to the anniversary of his first murder on Halloween.
Oh yeah, the fact that it happened on Halloween makes it all the more believable.
So you ready to watch some more scary YouTube videos?
Actually, I'm not really feeling this anymore. I'm thinking about looking up that case.
What the thing they were on about? They're morons. They made it up.
Probably, but I'd like to check just in case they didn't.
Whoa,
look at all these articles.
Now there's a plot twist. They weren't lying.
The man is reasonably average looking, about 40. Short, dark, cropped hair and a shallow face, but his hollow eyes. They look intensely at the camera.
Oh, stop. It's sending a chill down my spine.
So this is Martin McGreevy, killer of 9 people. And he once lived just down the road. It wasn't 50 years ago, closer to 20. Back in 1999.
So he really did do all those killings? And kept their skin for mannequins?
Well, that's just vile. Those men died at the hands of that sicko. I hope he rots in jail.
Hey, why did you guys say you were acting like Martin McGreevy when you put those cloaks on?
'Cause that's just what he used to do. His wife would let them in, and then he'd be down in the cellar. He'd lie in wait for his victims, wearing the clothes he dressed his dummies in, and then he'd pounce on them just before they could do anything.
How would anyone know that? His wife survived the shooting. She gave the police a full confession. She's still alive today, in jail.
Does anyone still live at that farmhouse?
Last I heard, it was abandoned. But they say his ghost still roams the rooms, looking for more people to kill. Alright guys, that's enough. Get out of my room.
Bye. Don't let the ghost get you.
Hey, I know what I want for my birthday.
Don't say it.
I want to go and explore the mannequin farm.
Ooh, I want to come too.
Gah, what are you doing in here?
No, you'll ruin it.
Yeah, you'll end up telling all the adults.
We won't.
Yeah, we'll only tell them if you don't let us come. Come on, we're the ones that told you about it.
Go with your own friends. Surely they're all going up there in droves if this story is so famous.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
No one's been up there that we know. It's fenced off. It's really hard to get into.
Okay, fine. You can come with us, but only if you can figure out how to get us inside.
Deal. Oh, you know, I just, I don't know if I'm...
You know, either you come with us or you wait here, but you're not leaving. We're not turning back now.
No, I'm coming. I just meant if anybody else felt like turning back, you know?
Well, we don't.
Come on, man. Fine, let's go.
Let's desert it. Well, we made it. Shall we go back now?
What? Go back? No, we're going inside.
That's what I thought you were gonna say.
Let's split up, gang.
Jinkies!
Boys, you go upstairs. We'll explore down here. Then we'll all do the cellar together.
Okay.
Whatever.
Wait a minute. What's that?
There's a woman standing in the kitchen.
I'm gonna get a closer look.
No, don't. She's not turning around. What's wrong with her? Okay, I think there's something wrong here.
Hello, freaky lady?
What are you doing?
It's a mannequin.
Baby!
What? It is a mannequin.
Jesus Christ.
She's cooking.
Ah!
I think it came from the bedroom.
What the fuck is that thing?
Yeah, there's one of them in the kitchen, too.
There's more of them?
I've had enough, man. This place is too weird.
It's obviously just a prank.
Someone probably did it to scare stupid kids like us off the premises. Or, it could be some of those serial killer groupies trying to recreate the family home.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. I think I'd like to leave now. Well, maybe we've seen enough. This place is a bit freaky after all.
But we haven't even done the cellar yet. That's the best part.
I don't want to do the cellar. I've had enough.
We've come this far.
I feel like something bad is gonna happen.
Well, you can go home. I'm gonna explore. You don't have to wait for me if you don't want to.
What was that?
We need to get out of here. Okay, let's get out of here.
What are you doing?
Aren't you curious? Even just a tiny bit?
No. No, I'm not.
I am. I want to see what's making that noise.
Katie, yeah, it could be dangerous down there. You don't know, who it is.
I'll just be quick.
Katie, please. No, for God's sake.
I'm heading down the steps.
What are you doing? Why are you taking so long? Yeah, your sister's gone down to the cellar. What?
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Nothing's chasing you. What? I mean, holy shit. Look at all those mannequins. Why, this scares you. The rest of the house is full of them. It's just like, oh no. That one moved! Get out of here! Get out of here now! Well, let's go!
Whew, that was close.
Do you think it was really alive? Or was it someone just playing a trick on us?
I don't know. But whatever it was, it's behind you!
What if the mannequin was actually Kim Cattrall?
Yes, that would be quite scary. Scary hot!
Oh yeah, your jokes are pure fire. Call 911.
You know, when I summoned you originally, I considered downloading your demon spirit into the body of a mannequin. Couldn't find one at the time, but thinking back on the chaos you could have caused with all those extra limbs, I think I made the right decision.
Be a lot easier to kick your ass. Not like I need the help.
Oh, you can get around fine with those tiny plastic wheels. Unless I kicked a little stop button on it in the back there.
Hey. Cut it out. I swear to
Roland,
God.
Stop. Roland, stop.
Jerk.
Oh, let's roll on to the next story. Chris Thompson, you're full of shit. No, I swear to God. This is a true story. This guy and his girlfriend were out on an abandoned country road, making out in their car. Suddenly, Susan, can you make us some fresh coffee, please?
Why, certainly.
Thank you, Susan. Anyway, a radio announcement came on saying that there was a killer that escaped a nearby asylum. Chris, all asylums were either shut down or abandoned by the end of the 1960s. Well, anyway, the announcement said that the inmate was armed with a knife, and he had a hook in place of his left hand. Well, the boy wanted to stay where they were, but the girl insisted that they leave and go home after hearing a strange scratching sound on the side of their car door. So the boy takes off. Let me guess. When they get home, there's a hook attached at the girl's side of the car door. Aw, shit. How'd you know? Everybody's heard that old urban legend, Chris. You're gonna have to try harder than that if you really want to scare me. Yeah, you can't tell me that didn't scare you a little bit. No way. You can't freak me out with your pathetic horror stories. Can't scare you. Maybe I can get a little... Huh? Ow! What'd you do that for? Chris, I'm not gonna kiss you goodnight if you have shitty breath. I'll put this cigarette out. Will you kiss me now? What? You hear that? Yeah, I heard it. Hello? Who's there? Some guy looks like has some sort of injury to his leg. And the steps are misshapen. Although I cannot see, I can hear his movements in the dark. One leg moves forward steadily. And there's dragged up to meet with its partner. Whoa! What does that smell? Oh, that horrible stench can only be described as rotten and death. I can feel vomit rising up in my throat as the vile aroma reaches my nostrils. Stepping into the street lamp, it's bathed in the white light. Well, calm down. Calm down. Half its face. Half its face has been ripped clean off. Flesh hanging from its profile. Drips with a greenish red liquid. What I can only assume was a mixture of blood and oozing pus. White of its skull is visible. It gleams underneath. Its teeth sneering at me with a grotesque and
otherworldly smile. Half its face that's not torn from its head is encrusted with thick layers of gore. That's making whoever this is, whatever atrocity, unrecognizable.
Go on, keep describing it.
The clothes it's got on, it appears to be white shirt and shorts. Also sanguine and tattered horribly. As if some great beast had tried to eat him, but ultimately spit him out. Oh, and he's taking another step forward. I can see, admittedly with extreme revulsion, his leg is broken. It's bent in an awkward angle near the knee. I can see the bone poking out through the skin.
Oh, Chloe, get back! Oh, your purse! Oh, look, I can get the pepper spray. I know you keep it there.
Well, it's reaching out its decaying arms. Fingers are quivering. Oh, it's letting out a dreadful moan.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's making a series of incoherent noises. It's gurgling from its rotted throat. It seems as if it's trying to speak.
Don't you come any fucking closer. Don't move. Stop. Stop where you are.
I can tell you're trying to sound brave, and it's you're not doing any good. Keeps hobbling closer and closer to us.
Well, I can see it. I'm right here next to you. That's it. I warned you.
Appears it's having no effect. Pepper spray is virtually useless. The thing keeps lumbering towards us with its arms outstretched, garbling incomprehensible words.
Chloe. Wait a minute.
Chloe.
It sounds like it's saying Chloe.
Chloe.
Jesus Christ. Chloe. It knows who you are.
Chloe.
Get back.
Gross.
Skin feels spongy. Kind of raw underneath that ripped shirt. Run.
Look out.
Oh.
Where is everybody? Why do I feel so numb? I felt so much pain just a few seconds ago. Now I don't feel anything at all. Where's Chloe? Oh, something's terribly wrong. I still have all my injuries, but no truck, no Chloe, no freak. Now, what could have possibly happened here? Oh, I gotta get to a hospital. Now, I don't know where to go, though. I can go back to that party we left. Surely somebody can call an ambulance when I get there.
Hey, you're gonna have to try harder than that if you're...
I know that voice. That's Chloe.
You can't tell me that didn't scare you.
My voice. That's my voice. This is some kind of twisted paradox. What the hell is going on? Uh-oh. It's all so clear now. I gotta tell him about my imminent death before it's too late. Don't run. Chloe, don't run. Wait, just let me explain. Chloe. Chloe. That's it. I warned you. Oh, what are you doing? Push me down. I can't. No. I can't get up. Wait a minute. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Look out.
Oh.
Do Two Planet Productions is a team comprised of some of the most talented wedding photographers, videographers, and production designers, with over 20 years of combined experience in the industry. Besides working with some of the most beautiful brides in the world, they also produce content for commercial businesses and non-profit organizations, such as the Tulsa Mayor's Office, the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa, Tulsa Lifestyle Magazine, Rocklahoma, and musical acts such as the Deftones. Members of their staff and of the Two Planet team have won multiple Couples Choice Awards and Best of the Best Awards from the Knot, Wedding Wire, and were part of the team that was voted People's Choice for Best Photographers from Tulsa People Magazine 2013. Two Planet Productions remains the most affordable group of fun professional artists to entrust your life's most precious moments to. Visit www.twoplanetsproductions.com, find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or call 918-280-8528. That's 918-280-8528. And we have an exclusive deal, but only for those who listen to the Channel 4.5 Network. If you tell them that we sent you, you will receive a free single-session shoot with the purchase of any wedding package. That, my dears, is a $500 value, all for free. That could be engagement, bridals, first anniversary photos, or any memories that you'd like to be captured and saved forever. Toodaloo!
Oh, once again, you chary-eyed chuckle chips.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
It is time for the Creepypasta Corner. Grab it! I was traveling by bus this morning when a very beautiful girl boarded. She must have been in her early 20s. Her long, dark hair was tucked behind her ears. She stood a few spots away from where I was seated. I was lucky to have a view of her. I was smitten by her beauty. Not wanting to let go of her image from my head, I decided to take a few photos of her, just to refresh my memory later. So, I waited with my phone until she was half turned towards me. I tried to take as many photos as I could, and from various angles. I knew, though, that no amount of photos would ever replace her. She got down a couple of stops before me, and I watched her walk away as long as I could. Tonight, I couldn't take my mind off her. I got my phone out and started going through those photos. How I wish I knew her name and where she lived! The first photo showed her long, silky hair, partially covering her radiant face and slender neck. I think I had overexposed the second photo because her hair seemed to be white. The third one showed her eyes to be sloping upwards and were they bloodshot? I was perplexed. I swiped right to the next photo and dropped my phone. Her face was turned completely towards me and she was looking ghoulish.
Goulash?
No thank you, I'm not hungry.
Hulio, Marike.
Her eyes weren't bloodshot. Blood seemed to be trickling from her eyes. Never once during the journey had she ever turned completely towards me. Then how could this photo show so?
Here's your toll troll.
You just put your lips together and blow.
My phone beeped.
Me, 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 me.
I picked it up from the floor with shaking hands and opened the message I had received. There was a photo of me in my room bending to pick my phone up. The end! Oh, fantastic! You've successfully completed another episode of the Happy Horror Coffee Break Old Time Horror Radio Show! Your gold star is in the mail! The Mannequin Farm. Written by Shadows in the Light 23. Revival. Written by Nelson Smith. And I Took a Photo of a Girl by He Who Must Be Named. A Have you got a story you want me to read, or you want to submit your own story to me? You can contact me at happyhorrorcoffeebreak@gmail.com, or you can visit Facebook, Twitters, or Instagram. Look up Happy Horror Coffee Break or the real Happy Horror. I'm not hard to find.
No shit, Tubby. The ISS can see you.
Ha! You're hilarious. Oh. Hey! You need some pictures taken. Two Planet Productions is the one to do it. Look them up! Do the thing in the commercial. Speaking of doing things...
Oh God, you're sick.
No, silly. Go to teespring.com/stores/ Happy Horror Merch. We got stuff. We got shirts. We got pants. We got hoodies. We got socks. Damn it, you could deck yourself out in Happy Horror swag. And every damn penny that you send, that doesn't go to Teespring. They get their cut too. We'll go to the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Go to tuberoussclerosisalliance.org. Check out what's going on with that. Hey. Yes, you. Hey. I can't hear you, but I could if you call me back. Call me directly at 918-928-5236. That spells out 918. What? Lato. Aries, what's in the message box today?
Nothing. I deleted that nonsense.
Well, that's just great. You know, my grandpappy always said, if you can't listen to the messages of your fans, you're probably an idiot. He always said that. Said it every day right before he had his tapioca.
You know, if you can't listen to the messages of your friends, you're probably an idiot. Now, go get me my damn tapioca.
Yes, grandpappy.
Memories. Well, that's all I want to do today. So, cup in hand, put it to your face, take a sip, and enjoy that coffee break.
Aries, let's go grab a tapioca.
And the double F's. This is how clever Satan is.
Channel 4 and a half.